This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A number of House committees are preparing further inquiries into issues raised in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian election interference in the Trump campaign. But Democrats are sounding different notes on how far those inquiries should go. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
While the Intelligence and Judiciary Committees continue their investigations, Democrats in the House are still focused on our work to deliver for the people.
In the Democrats' weekly address, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell immediately turned the focus to her party's legislative agenda, issues such as health care and rebuilding the nation's infrastructure. But at a campaign appearance Saturday in Keene, New Hampshire, Senator Elizabeth Warren made her sentiments plain.
I have called on the House to initiate impeachment proceedings.
Warren says she understands many Democrats feel impeachment talk just hands President Trump an issue to rile up his base, but she says a vital principle is at stake.
Is there going to be some accountability here?
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Clashes broke out between dozens of demonstrators and police in Paris on the 23rd Saturday of yellow vest protests after authorities warned that rioters could return to the French capital to spark a new wave of violence. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
Some black hooded protesters threw rocks and set fire to motorcycles. Police responded with tear gas and stun grenades. Some officers also marched toward demonstrators to control the crowd and funnel it to Paris's Place de la République, where they're authorized to demonstrate. The so-called yellow vest protests erupted in mid-November, originally over fuel price hikes and the high cost of living.
Edward Barron of Reuters. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. About a dozen people were killed during an attack Saturday on the Communications Ministry building in Kabul, ending a spell of relative calm in the Afghan capital. Police Chief General Syed Mohammed Roshandil said a bomber blew himself up outside the ministry, enabling other attackers to enter the heavily guarded government complex. Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi said 5 employees and 3 security personnel were among those killed. The Interior Ministry said on Twitter the nearly 5-hour attack had ended and that all suicide bombers were killed. Other attackers were gunned down by Afghan forces, bringing an end to the siege. Egyptians began 3 days of voting Saturday on constitutional amendments that would allow President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to stay in office until 2030. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
A smiling President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi cast his ballot as polling began Saturday morning in a 3-day referendum to make changes to Egypt's post-revolution constitution. Those changes will strengthen his hand over parts of the government and lengthen his term in office from 4 to 6 years. 62 million Egyptians are registered to vote of an estimated population of around 100 million. A large number of people could be seen at several polling stations in the center of Cairo, while others in outlying parts of the capital in Giza appeared to have a light turnout. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Clashes broke out in the suburbs of Libya's capital Tripoli on Saturday in a spate of violence that could be heard in the city center. The fighting, including shelling from artillery fire, follows a revelation Friday that U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by phone to Khalifa Haftar, the leader of the militant group known as the Libyan National Army. Haftar's LNA forces refused to recognize the UN-supported Tripoli government. They started a campaign April 3rd to seize control of the capital. The United Nations has been calling for a ceasefire. Armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center Saturday near the Congolese city of Butembo, just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroonian epidemiologist. One militia member was killed in the attack at Katwa Hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The latest attack came after the WHO said that Dr. Richard Muzoko was killed Friday. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.